It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
So at this moment, we must decide, what kind of nation are we going to be? Are we going to be a nation that accepts political violence as a norm? Are we going to be a nation where we allow partisan election officials to overturn the legally expressed will of the people? Are we going to be a nation that lives not by the light of the truth, but in the shadow of lies? We cannot allow ourselves to be that kind of nation. The way forward is to recognize the truth and to live by it.
President Biden, marking the anniversary of the January 6th Capitol riot, calling the insurrection an attack on democracy as he addressed the nation from Statuary Hall. The general consensus from the people I respect is that this was Biden's best speech ever. And as he was speaking, I kept thinking, finally, he's saying the words we long to hear.
He's not just a former president. He's a defeated former president. Defeated by a margin of over 7 million of your votes in a full and free and fair election. There is simply zero proof the election results are inaccurate. In fact, in every venue where evidence had to be produced, an oath to tell the truth had to be taken, the former president failed to make his case.
Biden accused his predecessor of fueling the violence by spreading a web of lies in an attempt to overturn the 2020 election results.
For the first time in our history, a president had not just lost an election, he tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power as a violent mob breached the Capitol. But they failed. They failed.
Thursday marked a year since a mob of Donald Trump's supporters stormed the Capitol and tried to prevent lawmakers from certifying Joe Biden's victory. The former president, who canceled a planned January 6th press conference, said that Biden was using political theater to distract from his own policy failures. Right. Moving on to COVID. The Supreme Court today hearing two challenges to President Biden's vaccine mandates. The first, a vaccine or test mandate for businesses with more than 100 employees, and a vaccine requirement for healthcare workers at places that get federal funding. The justices will decide whether to put the requirements on hold while legal battles work their way through the courts, though it's not clear how soon the justices will rule. There's a lot of news in COVID world today. Most notably, six former health advisors to Biden's transition team released three articles published in the Journal of the American Medical Association saying that the U.S. should avoid getting caught in a, quote, perpetual state of emergency. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, who coordinated the effort, said that the experts were trying to outline a national strategy to find a, quote, new normal. It suggests that they believe that the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes COVID, will eventually be like the flu, which grew out of the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic. Much like the annual flu shot is a different formulation to fight off whatever that year's variance is, the same might be necessary with an annual COVID shot going forward. But for now, the CEO of Moderna said on Thursday that people might need to get a fourth shot of their vaccine in the fall to restore strong protection. Stefan Bancel said that people who got booster shots last fall would likely get through the winter with adequate resistance to infection and severe illness, but the vaccine's efficacy would wane in subsequent months. Data from the UK found that both Moderna and Pfizer's two-dose vaccines were just 10% effective at preventing symptomatic COVID-19 from the Omicron variant 20 weeks after the second dose. Protection was restored to 75% 2 weeks after a third booster shot, but efficacy declined to 40 to 50% 10 weeks later. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization on Thursday reported that a record 9.5 million COVID-19 cases were confirmed worldwide in the last week alone, marking a 71% jump compared to the previous week. They're calling this a tsunami fueled by the highly infectious Omicron variant. Hospitals across the nation are facing a staffing crisis. Nearly one in four medical centers reported critical shortages this week, the highest of the pandemic. Some are being forced to turn away ambulances, cancel procedures, and warn people to just stay away. And it's all happening because workers are calling in sick because of COVID. And burnout is also causing many healthcare professionals to just quit. In other news, the men who chased, then shot and killed Ahmaud Arbery, an unarmed black man in Georgia in 2020, are being sentenced on Friday. The three men face life in prison. The judge will also decide whether they should have the possibility of parole. And two of the men go on trial next month on federal hate crime charges. Turning to Kazakhstan, the situation there is tragic. President Tokayev said in a televised address on Friday that he had authorized police and soldiers to shoot and kill when confronting what he called terrorists participating in violent anti-government protests in the former Soviet nation. He said, quote, "Those who don't surrender will be eliminated." He dismissed calls for talks with protesters as, quote, "nonsense," saying it was impossible to negotiate with criminals and murderers. Kazakhstan's Interior Ministry said 26 protesters had been killed as of Friday. Another 18 have been wounded and more than 3,000 people detained. The protests began over spiking fuel prices, but now reflect broad dissatisfaction with the government. And finally, the Oregon Elections Division ruled on Thursday that Nicholas Kristof, the former New York Times columnist, is ineligible to run for governor because he failed to meet the state's residency requirement. According to Oregon's constitution, gubernatorial candidates must have resided in the state for at least 3 years prior to an election. Kristof, a homeowner in both Oregon and New York, voted in New York in the 2020 election, forcing him off the Oregon ballot for the 2022 midterms. Kristof, who left the New York Times to run for governor of Oregon, is expected to appeal the decision. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com and please click on that donate button.